Everybody ready?
This is the Charlie Polillo Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy, your born and raised Texas energy provider. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Charlie Polillo.
Back to our usually appointed rounds for our Thursday college football preview. As always for that, we go to Phil Steele. Next week, we go to Wednesday because Phil's football 24-7, 365, especially the college game, but we're not doing a show on Thanksgiving, so we shall tweak, check your local listings, or better yet with me, but we have Phil now, so we get cracking. Phil, all goes well, I hope?
Yes, how about yourself, Charlie?
No complaints, none worth mentioning here anyway. Let's begin with the game tonight, U of H and Tulane. We actually had freezing weather and snow flurries here a couple of nights ago, Phil. No such issue tonight. The Cougars' defense, though, has been colder than the Houston weather. And as you have noted, it's not just a no Ed Oliver thing. Well, no Ed Oliver tonight. The Cougars giving 10 to a Tulane team that can get bowl eligible. The Cougars, meanwhile, still can win their division of the American.
Yeah, and naturally, I expect a lot of points in tonight's game, as does Vegas. They've got the total up there at 67.5, but I think it will be a high-scoring game. Houston is a team that can pretty much score on anybody, and as you've touched on, the Cougars' defense this year is giving their opponents 98 yards above their season average. That's number 122 in the NCAA. And Tulane comes into this with pretty good offense. I remember a couple weeks ago they ran the ball down Memphis's throat, and since then they've been running the ball well. They ran the ball for 312 yards on Tulsa, 368 on USF. And they're going to come in with the attempt to run the football on the Houston defense that's been susceptible to the run. So I expect a lot of points, but I do think in the long run, the end of the game, Houston ends up with more of those points and comes out with the W.
All right, Phil. Meanwhile, the Cougars will finish at Memphis. U of H is tied with Memphis and SMU. Well, the Mustangs win over Memphis. They have at Tulsa left to win the division because they beat the Cougars and would hold the tiebreaker. Memphis, a 9-point road favorite.
Yeah, and I like Memphis in this one. I think when you look at the Tigers this year, they have been playing. They had a couple of down games. Look at that Tulane game was really one where surprised me. They just got dominated at the line of scrimmage, but then they came back and almost beat UCF. And their last two games have probably been their best two of the season, destroying East Carolina and Tulsa in back-to-back weeks. SMU has been very good team, but knocking off Houston was a surprise. So they're going to be fired up thinking they can knock off Memphis. But I do like this Memphis offense. Darrell Henderson back healthy. Brady White hitting 64% with a 22-3 ratio. And I'm going to lean with Memphis in that one on the road.
All right, Phil, our first top 25 matchup. I know there aren't very many glamorous national matchups, at least not that ESPN ABC have access to this week. There's another we'll get to in a bit, Phil. But I was still surprised when I saw the main ABC national game is Central Florida and Cincinnati. UCF, 22 consecutive wins, number 11 now in the college football rankings. Cincinnati must be the most anonymous 9-1 team in college football. The Golden Knights giving 7 to the Bearcats in Orlando.
Yeah, when you look at Cincinnati, they're not doing it with the big flashy offense. They do it with defense. In fact, they're holding opponents to 129 yards below their season average. That's the fifth best mark in the country, just 278 yards per game. Now, they'll give up more than that here. UCF can move the ball on anybody. Mackenzie Milton, 21-5 ratio this year, a plethora of running backs that they have. But UCF is also susceptible to the run this year. The last two games, they gave up 5.9 yards per carry to Navy, 4.9 to Temple, earlier 5.4 to Memphis. And Michael Warren should have a good day running the football. Now, Bright House Stadium's a tough place to play. College game day going to be on hand, so you can expect a heightened crowd. If UCF gets a chance at the end of the game, they're going to want style points. But I don't know if Cincinnati's defense is going to allow them style points. I think this one comes down to the wire, decided by a field goal one way or the other.
All right, Phil, no game breakdown necessary for obvious reasons, but if I was going to spot you the $11, would you give 51 Alabama against the Citadel just for fun? Well, I guess not so much fun for the Citadel.
You know, my computer's got Bama by 62. My concern is the Citadel runs the option with the cut blocking. And a couple of years back, Alabama had their worst game of the season against Georgia Southern as a large favorite. So I would actually plunk my money down on the plus 51, especially with the Iron Bowl on deck.
All right. Do you think Pittsburgh clinches the ACC Coastal, winning at Wake Forest?
I really like matchups where you have a strong run game against a weak run defense, and that's what we have here. Pitt has been running the football on everyone. Remarkable stats in the ACC. This is not an option team. It's just a pro-style offense, and they are averaging 310 yards per game on the ground, 7.6 yards per carry. So then your big question is, well, how good is Wake Forest run defense? And the answer is not that great. Wake Forest giving up 5.5 yards per carry in ACC play. A couple weeks back, they were down to one scholarship linebacker due to injuries. So they're a little depth shy on the defensive front seven against a very strong rush attack, even though Wake can pull an upset. We saw last week when they knocked off NC State. I like Pitt to go on the road and win that one by more than a touchdown.
All right, Phil, a game that on its face has very little meaning. Northwestern and Minnesota, the Wildcats already wrapping up their half of the Big Ten. Letdown spot. It's a pick'em game at the Gophers. Ohio State, I think, with a substantial interest. Go Northwestern. That if Ohio State beats Michigan, right? Ohio State wants to beat the highest ranked, most impressive record holding Northwestern as possible. If they're talking Georgia or Ohio State for a last spot in the playoff, what do you think of division champion Northwestern at Minnesota?
Yeah, and I think it is a letdown spot. And, you know, Pat Fitzgerald will say it's not, but let's face it. This is the eighth year of the Big Ten championship game. Northwestern's goal heading into every year the last 8 years has been we really want to get to the Big Ten championship game. They've never been able to accomplish it, something they think about in the spring, summer, fall, and it finally comes to fruition. And now they got to go on a second straight road game. They just beat Iowa on the road. In fact, they're off a brutal slate. Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Iowa. You can only have so much left in the tank. And as it is, Northwestern's offense only averaging 295 yards per game the last four games, 3.5 yards per carry. Thorson's got just a 5-3 ratio or a 3-5 ratio the last four games, hitting about 52% of his passes. So it's an anemic offense that travels to Minnesota, and the Gophers have new blood, new life. They've got the 5 wins. They need one more to get to a bowl. They can row the boat to a bowl game with a victory here. They just had a very impressive game against Purdue last week, shutting down Purdue, in fact, holding Purdue to a season-low 253 yards. I think you got an excited Minnesota team against a letdown Northwestern. I like Minnesota to get that one at home.
All right, Phil, some Pac-12. The South has been a mess. It's amazing. USC's playing UCLA, utterly irrelevant to the Pac-12 South race. Utah poised to win it. Phil, Mike McIntyre seemed to do a real good job the last couple of years. I mean, a step-back year, but, geez, he's out. How does that play in the game as the Utes give 7 at the Buffs?
Yeah, and I think Coach McIntyre is one of the better head coaches out there. And, you know, what he took over at Colorado and then built it from scratch and did it the right way and get themselves to the Pac-12 title game just 2 years ago. I thought they got off to a good start this year. Then they lost their top player, Laviska Shenault, for a 4-game period. McIntyre really knows the game, gets the most out of his team. And my question to Colorado will be, if you let go of McIntyre, who the heck are you going to get to replace him? Because he's a pretty good coach. But as far as this game goes, you know, Utah last week did not have their top quarterback or their top running back, but still managed to beat Oregon at home. And now they go on the road. This will be the first road start for Jason Shelley. I like the way he looked at home against Oregon last week, but road starts a little bit different. Armon Shind is a solid running back. But I think Colorado's going to give them everything they want and then some in this game, especially playing with a little extra emotion in what could very well be Coach McIntyre's final home game. I like Colorado plus the points.
Phil, Mike Leach in Washington State holding at number 8. Everyone in the top 10 won last week. So need a parlay of results, but still plausible for the playoff. Do you think those Cougars put it on Kevin Sumlin's Arizona, given about 10?
I do. I like the Cougars this week. When you look at Arizona, their last two games, they caught Oregon off a couple of tough games in a row and took advantage of it. Colorado, they barely got past Colorado, and that was without Shenault there for Colorado. They only won the game by 8. Now they got to go to the road. It's going to be chilly in Pullman. Washington State's going to have a frenzied home crowd for this one. It's Pac-12 at night, so it's going to be late at night. And I'm really impressed with Washington State. I think they have the better offense. They've got the slight edge on special teams. And then factor in the defense. Arizona's defense giving opponents 3 yards per game above their season average. Washington State's defense holding opponents to 78 yards below their season average. So offense, defense, large defense, and special teams edge, home edge, cold edge. I like Washington State minus the 10 there to get another impressive win.
All right, we get our break in. Another full board of games to cover with Phil, starting with the game of maybe the millennium. Big 12 action. A&M, an interesting test. And pity poor Rice, but you can get 42 with the Owls at LSU. Part two of the week's college football preview with Phil Steele after these commercial announcements. Beginning with me, with a minute for Bill Advisor and their direct home insurance offering. If you are a homeowner, right, shopping for a better deal might be a pain. Well, what if you can do it in literally 1 minute? Bill Advisor's new system. There hasn't been anything this fast, no doubt about it, and a good chance you'll save a bunch of money. The average homeowner savings to this point, about $800 per year in the premium, going directly to Bill Advisor. You text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 232323. They'll ask back for your address. You text that, and then in 15 seconds, give or take a couple seconds, you'll get a full quote with coverage terms. No obligation when you text them. Just real savings, real coverage, really, really, really quickly. Text MONEY to 232323. The newest and certainly fastest way to save big on your home insurance. Get that quote directly from a Bill Advisor. MONEY to 232323. Let them know you heard it on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1.
Ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. You're listening to the Charlie Polillo Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Tri-Eagle Energy. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Charlie Polillo.
Continuing with Phil Steele, Thursday college football preview. Outside of this show, he's an insider with many more avenues to consume his material. Lay it out, Phil.
You're a heck of a guy, Charlie. Once again, get my top seven picks for the week right now on ESPN.com/Phil Steele. That's ESPN.com/Phil Steele. Up there, you can also pick up on my Vegas power ratings. Find out who Las Vegas thinks are the top 25 teams in the country. For more on that, go to ESPN.com/Phil Steele. If you go to my website tomorrow morning, that is philsteele.com, pick up on the Phil Steele Plus Tour with selections. The selections have gone 33, 15, and 3 the last 6 weeks, and it's absolutely free. That's at philsteele.com. Check out the Phil Steele Plus Tour with selections. And finally, over on InsideThePressBox.com, you can pick up on all 60 games this week broken down, my computer selection, my selection on all 60 games, plus the NFL. And it's normally $29.99. This week, just $9.99. Type in the code word TACKLE. That's TACKLE, and you'll get both issues for just $9.99 this week at InsideThePressBox.com.
All right, Phil, I can't wait any longer. Yankee Stadium, number 3 Notre Dame, taking dead aim at the playoff. Number 12, my God, number 12 Syracuse out of a 17-year coma. Syracuse students routinely dismiss books, Phil. Will Ian be rusty? Notre Dame giving 10 to the Orangemen. Be bold. Be great, Phil.
Did you really say the Orangemen are number 12 in the country, Charlie?
In football!
Is that amazing?
I've hurt myself with all the self-pinching this week.
I tell you what, and, you know, I'll be honest with you, Charlie. Everybody asks me every year, who's your favorite team, Phil? And they expect me to say one team. Well, it's always the team that I pick higher than everyone else.
Sure.
And this year, that team just happens to be the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I'm the number one surprise team in the country. I need them to go unbeaten, make the playoffs. It makes me look good. So I'm sweating bullets. I'm afraid of Syracuse this week. I mean, the Orangemen have Eric Dungy at QB. He's got 14 touchdown passes, add in another 12 rushing touchdowns. Very dangerous offense. This is a Syracuse team that gives all the big boys trouble. They wiped out Florida State, almost upset Clemson. Last year they did upset Clemson, went on the road and gave LSU, Florida State, Miami of Florida games. I'm a little nervous. Bite my nails on this one. I'm going to call for the Irish to win it, but that's they've got the better defense, Charlie. I'll give Notre Dame that big of an edge here. They're holding the opponents to 75 yards below their season average. Syracuse allowing above minus 26, but I'm a little nervous.
I'll take that. Let's get to the Big 12. It's interesting. Oklahoma and West Virginia, each with one conference loss. Well, they play in Morgantown next week. Texas and Iowa State tied for second with two losses, elimination game, playing in Austin. UT favored by 3. And then depending on who wins this game, who wins the tiebreaker, Iowa State having beaten West Virginia, Texas having beaten Oklahoma. A funky finish if we get the right combination of results. Let's start with what you see happen in Horns and those very impressive Cyclones, who will be without their stud running back for being an idiot, getting involved with the mess in Baylor, suspended the first half, David Montgomery.
Yeah, and I love the job Matt Campbell's doing at Iowa State, one of the best jobs of any coach in the country. And Brock Purdy, now his third-string quarterback, sure doesn't look like one. He's hitting 69% with a 13-2 ratio. Also, this is the Big 12. They'll play a lot of defense there. Iowa State does. They're holding the opponents 107 yards below their season average, number 9 in the country. Now, their road wins this year have been at Oklahoma State when Oklahoma State was struggling, and at Kansas. They did lose at TCU. They did lose at Iowa, and now they're having to play Texas on the road. Texas last week was up on Texas Tech by 17 on the road, ended up making it close and only winning by a single score at the end. They also led West Virginia by a touchdown in that game, gave up a touchdown with like 16 seconds ago on a 33-yard touchdown pass. So I think Texas has the talent to win the game. They're at home. I'm going to go with the Longhorns to get it, but this is a very good Iowa State team.
All right, Phil, Oklahoma's playing Kansas, so that's basically a walkover. West Virginia, shame on it if it looks ahead. Going to Stillwater, the Cowboys need a win to be bowl eligible. Did beat Texas there a couple of weeks ago. What about the Mountaineers giving 4.5?
You know, last week, Charlie, I think when you asked me about Oklahoma State, I figured, well, Oklahoma State all season has been pretty mediocre with the exception of that Texas game, so Oklahoma should destroy them. And guess what? Oklahoma State basically beat them. I mean, that two-point conversion was there for the take, and just a bad pass from the quarterback, or they knock off Oklahoma on the road in Bedlam. So I don't know what to expect from Oklahoma State this week. They're a dangerous team right now, the way they're playing. But this is a very good West Virginia. They went on the road into Texas Tech, where everybody expected a tussle, led that thing 35-10 at the half. Did come out of Texas with a win, thanks to the late touchdown. I'm going to have to go with West Virginia to win the game, but spread-wise, I don't know which way to go there.
All right, Texas Tech at Kansas State. The Red Raiders need to win to get bowl eligible. Kansas State needs two wins. Actually, some squawking about, all right, is it time to really start considering old man Bill Snyder being moved out? And apparently part of that is Bill's trying to put the fix in for his kid. I see no justification for that. In the meantime, Tech giving 6 in the Little Apple.
Yeah, and I think Kansas State, final home game for this year. And you never know what's going to happen with Bill Snyder. Great coach. And, you know, look at their loss 2 weeks ago to TCU was by 1 point. They knocked off Oklahoma State at home. They only lost by 5 against Texas. So it's not like they're playing bad football. They're just not a dominating team. Texas Tech comes in off a good performance against Texas, 595 yards. They were down by 17 but rallied and even tied it at the end. I'm going to go with K-State to pull the minor upset here at home and in their final home game this year.
All right. Baylor, 1 win away from bowl eligibility. If the Bears don't get it, well, they'll have to beat Texas Tech next week. TCU, the season just went off the rails. Those tough losses to Ohio State and Texas and then injuries. The Frogs at 4-6, ostensibly a pick 'em game. Baylor given 2 in Waco.
Yeah, and I asked Coach Patterson if he's going to be able to field 11 players on each side of the ball this week. They're so banged up, and it really showed in the second half against West Virginia. So tough season for TCU, amazing amount of injuries they've suffered. And as you mentioned, Baylor's at home in need of a win. As good as TCU's defense is playing, and they're holding the opponents to 77 yards per game below their season average, I think they're just too banged up. I'm going to have to go with the Bears there.
Think Oklahoma pours on and covers the 36, I think I saw at Kansas?
I like Oklahoma, but there's a lot of look ahead, and you know they're coming off of Bedlam. They've got West Virginia on deck. How seriously do you possibly take Kansas in this one?
Yeah, point made. Tua's the Heisman. Who would be second on your ballot right now with obviously some pivotal games to be played?
I think you got to go Kyler Murray. It's the other outstanding offense out there. He's hitting 71% with a 32-5 ratio this year. He's run for 640 yards, 6.7 yards per carry. And Oklahoma's offense is just as unstoppable as Alabama's offense is.
All right, two more games to get to, Phil. Texas A&M and UAB. UAB, not Alabama. We've talked a couple different points over the last couple of years, but have a minute here. What Bill Clark has done after that program was killed off for a year, they come back in business last year. Here they are, 9-1. Obviously, Conference USA is a lower level of football, but still just amazing. Right? It's the same conference as Rice. You look where the Owls are, and you look at where UAB is. Aggies giving 17 to the Blazers.
Yeah, 9-1 UAB with a defense that's given up 261 yards per game. And Coach Clark was actually my National Coach of the Year last year. Just a remarkable job he's doing. They've got a Middle Tennessee game on deck. If they win that, they host the CUSA title game. This game I don't think means a lot. And really, let's just look, though, at who UAB has beat. Their toughest opponent so far, North Texas, second toughest opponent, Louisiana Tech. Meanwhile, A&M's out there playing the toughest schedule in the country, or among it, playing both Alabama and Clemson, road trips to South Carolina, Mississippi State, Auburn. And every week they seem to be outgaining their opponent by 150, 200 yards, and it ends up being close. Texted Coach Jimbo Fisher this week and said, hey, you guys are actually in my power ratings, number 8 in the country in my average game grade, 102.2. He said they need to start to learn how to finish and to dominate teams. I think they can get that going this week. I look for A&M, even though it seems to be a sandwich situation, an SEC sandwich. I think they've off a couple of disappointing games. I like the Aggies to win this one by more than 17 at home. I think there's a large, large talent advantage for them.
And it's A&M and LSU next weekend. Oh, pity the poor, poor Rice Owls. I feel like it's picking on them, but you know what? It's either acknowledge where things are for a City of Houston school or completely ignore them. The point spreads come down, Phil. LSU now giving only 42 to 1-10 Rice.
And, you know, here's my forecasted score in the game, Charlie. May surprise you. 44 for LSU, and I'm giving Rice 6. So I would actually lean with Rice. You've got an LSU team that doesn't do well as a huge favorite. In fact, their head coach Orgeron is, I believe, 0-5 as a 20-plus home favorite. And they've got Texas A&M on deck. They just escaped Arkansas last week. They'll try to get their offense going, but I think they save a little bit for A&M. I'm only calling for LSU to win this one by 38.
moral victory, something or other. Hey, neutral field right now. Would you pick Michigan or Georgia?
I would take Michigan. Absolutely dominant defense. Haven't seen that from Georgia. And their offense is rolling along better. So I think Michigan right now I would have ranked as my number 3 team in the country.
Michigan 4, Georgia 5, Oklahoma 6. It all shakes out over these remaining couple of weeks of the season. Phil, re-highlight where people can find your stuff as we wrap it up for another week.
You're a heck of a guy, Charlie. Once again, go to ESPN.com/Bill Steele. When you go there, you get my top 7 selections for the week. Get my Vegas power ratings, tells you what Vegas thinks of who the top 25 teams are. That is ESPN.com/Phil Steele. And then go to InsideThePressBox.com, get a great discount there, enter in the code word TACKLE. We've also reduced the seasonal rates as well. That is InsideThePressBox.com, where you get my computer's forecast on every game and my forecast on all 60 college games and all 14 NFL games this weekend. And finally, go to PhilSteele.com tomorrow morning and check out my Phil Steele Plus Tour with free selections. Those selections have gone 33, 15, and 3 the last 6 weeks. It's absolutely free every Friday morning, PhilSteele.com.
All right, Phil, be on alert just in case for a giddy but elegant direct message about 6 o'clock Eastern Saturday, depending on how things go at Yankee Stadium.
I will be looking for it, Charlie, and I know who you'll be rooting for in that game.
All right, Phil, we tee it up for another week and talk ahead of Thanksgiving. We look forward to it. Thanks as always.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Have a great one.
Phil Steele, our weekly college football preview. I mean, Texas had a stretch pre-Mac Brown of 18 years without a top 10 finish. For Syracuse, this is 17 years, or had been 17 years, without a top 50 finish. I mean, we've been garbage for a long time. Did win a couple of pinstripe bowls, but this is amazing. Every sincere fan alum should get an out-of-nowhere really good season like this at some point. We can't all get national championships. We break it, and then some more Rockets, Warriors. Not exactly in tatters, Golden State. The Warriors are 12-3 as they hit Toyota Center tonight. Without Steph Curry, with Draymond Green. We'll touch upon that with the Warriors play-by-play voice. And one more segment before we hand off to the usual suspects, top of the hour on ESPN 97.5. Stephen A. Smith will take it on Sports Map 94.1. Minutes pause here for Zip Recruiter. If you own a company or run the hiring for a company or are part of the hiring process for a company, be smart and go to the company rated number one by employers in the U.S. That is ZipRecruiter, which does not depend on candidates seeking you out. It calls the best of them for you. ZipRecruiter, powerful matching technology, scans thousands of resumes, locks in on those with the best skill sets, matching education and experience worthy of the job that you are posting, and then ZipRecruiter recruits them to apply. You get a narrow, defined, quality candidate pool quickly. Again, part of why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S., and right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/report. You need the slash report. ZipRecruiter.com/report for a free go with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Who wants to be dumb? ZipRecruiter.com/report for free access. And note you heard it on ESPN 97.5 or Sports Map 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.